Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the holidays have arrived, and I know the Beef Checkoff is right on top of things. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We call it Jewelog 2.0. So there's going to be extensive efforts around the holidays to promote beef. The Beef Checkoff through Beef It's What's for Dinner brand is helping consumers navigate how to make that perfect holiday meal through fully integrated digital and social media efforts. We'll have new versions of the Beef Jewelog videos that will be shared across digital and social media platforms, and that people can use as Zoom meeting backgrounds if they're having to celebrate holidays virtually. There will be an updated holiday landing page on beefitswhatsfordinner.com. As a one-stop shop for all beef holiday cooking needs, we'll be doing the same thing on our website. NCBA, as national contractor of the Beef Checkoff, will also be working with partners to run e-commerce campaigns, working to increase beef sales.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, some people may consider statistics boring, but Joe Prasacki, he's the director of the National Agriculture Statistics Service, or NAS, as we like to call it, Operations Division, said what they do is provide a snapshot at any given time of what's happening with food and fiber production in the country, plus a whole lot more. NAS is a small agency with fewer than 1,000 employees, and Prasacki tells us a little bit about it.
Okay, right. So the USDA is big, right? United States Department of Agriculture. And then we're this little bitty tiny agency of less than 1,000 full-time employees called the National Agricultural Statistics Service. That's a mouthful and a half in itself. So we're the folks that, when it says that USDA says wheat production in the United States is, you pick a number, okay? And then it's wheat production in Oklahoma is this number. Well, those statistics generally come from NAS. We're a survey organization. We collect information from the producers, and we supplement that with other information that we have available. You know, we get information from farm service agencies, say, like, to help us with the planted area, and then we'll use satellite imagery to help us with other, you know, other crops, you know, like corn, soybeans, try to get a better handle on it. But the idea is we try to use as much information as we can.
The NAS officially specifically mentioned several surveys of interest to Oklahoma producers. They're currently working in conjunction with Oklahoma State University on a land lease and rental rate survey.
What that is it's done in conjunction, like I said, with Oklahoma State University. And the idea is, you know, they want to get more detail on detailed information than the standard USDA cash rent survey. You know, because they want more, you know, more information. So NAS is more than willing to enter into arrangements with, you know, entities and such like Oklahoma State University to collect those information. And see, that's important because, you know, for say in Oklahoma State, you know, that way it gives the producers in the state of Oklahoma an idea of, you know, what's going on in, you know, in the county and the surrounding areas. So if they're trying to enter into an agreement with a landlord or such, you have more information to make better decisions. And that's really the nutshell is anytime you have information on a topic, well, you can make better decisions.
Another example would be the wheat variety survey for Oklahoma producers. Not everyone's aware of the vast amount of data provided by NAS, and Prusacki noted every state has a state statistician that's available to explain those programs for the producers. For Oklahoma, Troy Marshall is our state statistician. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.